people. Buck here. Buck's Podcast. Okay, we're going to start on Manitoba stories. I think I've got as far as I can go with the Ontario ones. This one here comes out of near Great Falls. It says, man recalls seeing Sasquatch in the early evenings. It's a 1976 summer, banks of the Winnipeg River, just past the White Mud Falls, Channel 2 miles north of Great Falls. Manitoba was the nearest town. Great Falls Provincial Park, Highway 11. Says, on to the story. I kept this to myself for many years, but here it goes. When I was a young boy, about 10 years old, growing up in the country, I had experiences that changed my life forever. One day, I was about to head into the house for supper. As I headed for the door, my dog just started to go crazy. I never seen my dog this upset before, so she was barking in the direction of the river. I walked over to see what she was barking at, and something large caught in the corner of my eye. There was an enormous, shaggy creature running down the hill towards the river. I would estimate the distance to be the range of 100 yards. Its height looked to be about 8-9 feet tall. I had used the hazelnut tree as a guideline. I also noticed a very prominent odor in the air, and it smelled like a racing, rotten fish. It then stopped, turned towards me. I could see its shape very clearly because the sun was approaching the horizon behind it. It had long hair, no apparent neck, and there was a sort of at the top of its head, and I don't know, the proportion of the top of its head, that's what it used, like a bump. I could make out what looked like fingers also. It's only paused about 10 seconds or so and let out a scream like I never heard before in my life. It made me very frightened, a very high-pitched scream, and more like a roar. It has sent literally hundreds of hours out in the bush. To this day, I have never heard of anything like that. I just grabbed my dog and I ran to the house and her as fast as I could go. I do remember screaming as I was running. Also, notice the creature stopped and looked at me. It made me afraid for my life. It says approximately 5:30 p.m. The sky was clear. The sun was out. And it was out on its way down. My parents' backyard is poplar, willows, hazelnut trees. It was right next to the river. Sounds like a pretty scary situation for that boy at the time. No doubt. If you like my stories, thanks for listening. And if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice.